Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, that is how you start an evening show for Wednesday. How are you? My name's Paul Griffiths, BBC Radio Leeds, BBC Radio Humberside and BBC Radio York together for the evening show till 10. And still doing it in 2023, Kylie, Padum Padum. First hit 1987. Always be Charlene in Neighbours to me. How are you? Hopefully you've had a good day. We're halfway through the week. They kind of call this the Wednesday War. Once you get past Wednesday, it's down to the weekend. And yeah, 6 minutes past seven. Lots going on the show. My first guest here in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Next week, it's the return of Leeds Poetry Festival. Lots going on across the city running up to this week, Monday the 10th, and right through to Sunday the 16th. And in the studio, festival organiser Poppy Jennings, very soon, right here on the BBC's Evening Show. And we're talking quirky business names. Ever done a trek down the motorway? Whether it's the M62, whether it's the A1M, whether it's the A63. And you see a business van with a quirky name, or you've passed a shopping centre with a business name over a shop and you're like, that is really cool. That is really funny. I think one of the main ones that's been on social media over the last few years is Jason's Donovan. You know, the one that parks up at events. It's like, that is genius, that name. Anyway, there has been a list and a study of 20 of the wittiest and quirkiest business names around the UK. And we're going to delve into that top 20 on the show between now and 8 o'clock. And also ask you what quirky businesses you've seen across Yorkshire. Get in touch with the show. 0800 389 3333. Email is paul.griffiths@bbc.co.uk. It's paul.griffiths@bbc.co.uk. Jonas Brothers still hanging out at the Waffle House. We have Pink Pantheress coming up now, Years and Years with Galantis. Years and Years in Galantis, it's the evening show across Yorkshire on the BBC. I'm Paul Griffiths. It is Wednesday, the 5th of July. I tell you what, this summer is flying by, isn't it? What's happened to the weather, though? It's got a little bit colder, isn't it? By the weekend, though, we're going to be rocking 25 degrees again. The shorts will be back out. Not that they've ever been away, in fairness. Gigs across Yorkshire tonight. Cult and The Mission are on stage at the Peace Hall, following on from Embrace, Lewis Capaldi and Sting. Sting played there last night. Seen a few bits on social media. Looked amazing. Message in a Bottle was the opener. Just great, isn't he, Sting? There with his son, who was warm-up for him. Also, Sofa Sound Concerts, their intimate gigs continue in unique spaces, typically featuring three diverse acts. Unlikely most concerts, the exact venue's not revealed until just before the show, but I can officially tell you, we've done our research on that. It's at Richard Sounds, if you're in Leeds tonight, at New Brigate. Adam Belcher and American Football are on at Leeds Brudenell Social Club. George Bloomfield's on at the Hyde Park Book Club. At the Fulford Arms in York tonight, you've got Living Body that are just brilliant. And in Holland, the New Adelphi, A Different Thread, are playing live. And tomorrow night, McFly, Millennium Square in Leeds. That's going to be an awesome gig, that. Teddy Swims, Leeds Uni. Belle and Sebastian on at the Union Hall. Polar Bear, you've got Noah and the Loners, who did Leeds last week. And also the Vaults in York, Burning Sky. Plenty of gigs, plenty of live music in Yorkshire. The best place for it.
Aircheckdownloads.com.